You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Halach Zosh Shabbos Shechalios B'Chanukah. Well, every year you have a Chanukah happening, Shabbos happening somewhere in Chanukah. But there are a number of halachas that we're going to talk about three different points as far as Erev Shabbos and as far as Motzei Shabbos are concerned. Number one is the following question. So the question that we have is, as you can see in my first sheet, is it better to be Mekabel Shabbos a little later to allow the Neros to be Samach L'Shkia? In other words, we know that the real lighting time is at earliest, normally, Shkia, maybe even so Shabbos, you can't definitely light after Shkia. So is it better on Friday afternoon, if you have a choice, right before Shkia or right before you go to Shul for Mincha, or could you light in a place where you're more relaxed? Why don't you like an hour before you shower? You know, an hour before Shabbos, after plug. Bid the Evidi Yotzi after plug. An hour before Shabbos, light your Hanukkah candles, sing all the Zmiras, Haneros Halalu, Maos Tzur, go into the shower, and then you light your Shabbos candles, go to Mincha, and this way you lit Benachas. Because anyway, you're lighting after plug. There's no difference. Is there a difference between an hour before, Shkia and 10 minutes or 12 after plug? Neither are up to Shkia, neither at Shkia. Both are really, it should be lighting so early. It's Shabbos, what can we do? You have to light early. So light as close to Shkia as you can. That's the question that we're going to discuss. Is it better to be Mekabel Shabbos a little bit later than usual so they make your Hadlakas Neros a little bit later than usual? I mean, a little later than it could be and let it be closer to Shkia. So let's start at it with an incredible Ram. The Ram says, he's talking about the famous Gemara that says that the Zman for Hadlakas Neros is Mishatishka Hachama Ad Shetich L'Regam HaShuk. So what does it mean, Mishatishka Hachama? When Shkia is, okay, there's Machlokas, there are different Shkias, Machlokas, what, how to determine the Zman of Hadlaka. But you know what the Ram says? If the Gemara tells us, Mishatishka Hachama, the simple reading of that is, what's the earliest time you can light your candles? At Shkia. That's the simple reading. Says the Ram, don't read it like that. Mitzvahs Mishatishka Hachama, look at this first source. Lav Mimeimra, not to tell us, Shelo Yehei Rashi Lahadle Kodem Zman Zeh. I'll prove to you that when the Gemara says that the Zman for Hadlaka says, Mishatishka Hachama, that doesn't mean that the earliest you can light a Shkia. What's the proof? Shabbos. Every Friday afternoon, you light before Shkia, right? So that proves to you that when the Gemara says that the Zman for Hadlaka says, Mishatishka Hachama, doesn't mean the earliest possible time, it just means that's the ideal time, that's a great time, that's the right time, but not that's the only time, or that's the earliest time. Because otherwise, Shabbos, we have to light before Shkia. So how could you say, this is Zman of Hadlaka says, Mishatishka Hachama? What do you mean? Shabbos shows that's not true. You light before Shkia. Let's see that inside. Lav lemeimer shelo yehei rashai lahadlik kodem zman zeh. That you can't light your Chanukah candles. You're not yotzei before Shkia. No. The Shabbos yachiyach. Shabbos will prove to us shetzarech lahadlik kodem Shkia sachama. Ella, I skipped a line to what I underlined. Ella, ikr mitzvah sakamar. The ikr mitzvah is from Shkia. But of course, you could light before Shkia. Does anybody like this raya that we just brought? I think it's a very weak raya. What are you thinking?
I think
you're saying sometimes just because the halacha is that we light before a shkia, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. Well, of course it does. Otherwise, what's the point of lighting Hanukkah candles on Friday? So that's what he's saying. The fact that it worked with the Eved, at least on Friday afternoon, shows that it's acceptable. Things only work with the Eved if it's... Rashai means that it's allowed, even in a difficult situation. No? Okay, what do you think, Doc?
You might think that lighting it later might be more desirable because the particular use of the type of lighting, the candles may be more
Noticeable. So you're saying when it comes to lighting, there's more of a, maybe it's not so different, but it's saying, Mishtishka Kham is telling you that's the ideal Pisumanisa. So you're going with Izzy. You're saying there's an ideal. There's an ideal Pisumanisa. Not that you can't light earlier, but it's just more ideal if you light Pisumanisa. I'll tell you what I think is a more fundamental problem with this proof of the Ran. The Ran's trying to say, from the fact that you light early on Shabbos, that shows that Shkia is not, that you're allowed to light before Shkia in general. Hello, the reason why you're allowed to light before Shkia on Shabbos is because you have no option. Not lechatchil b'diavad. It's impossible for there to be a candle lighting after Shkia on Shabbos. So there must be that Shabbos is different. You can't bring a raya from the fact that we allow lighting early on Friday. It must be that you're always allowed to light early. No, the fact that you're allowed to light early on Friday tells you that Fridays are different.
Right, the Friday was different to the point where you wouldn't be yotze and you just wouldn't light. Therefore, it shows that that is.
Okay, so we're gonna see how Rav Moshe deals with it. Rav Moshe rejects this, says, I don't understand this Ran, which is weird because Rav Moshe is great. Rav Moshe is not just great, he's the greatest, but Rav Moshe can't say the Ran's wrong. The Ran lived, 900 years before him, he would never do such a thing. But you'll see, Rav Moshe says, I don't understand this Ran, it doesn't make sense to me, which is very unusual. But we'll see that, we'll get there. So what we have is the clear, the Ran says, let's say the way he is saying is that you're allowed to light before Shkia. Just like you're allowed to do it on Friday, you're allowed to do it on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday also. If you need to, if you're going on a trip. Okay. So if that's the case, that just highlights our question. When it comes Friday, so should I try to do it? Does it not make a difference as long as I'm after plag? Any time after plag is all equal? An hour before plag is an hour and a quarter of Shavuos Manios before. Shkia and three. Right before, nine, let's say Hadlakas Naras is 18 minutes before Shkia. So I light the candles. Shkia is 19 minutes before Shkia. Is one better than the other? Well, if I light an hour earlier, I'll have a lot more time. I'll be able to say my brachas with kavana, and I'll sing mazur. Maybe I'll even have time for chigalt, even though the minig is right. Tonight I told my kid. There's some we give chanukah chigalt a few nights, but Rav Chaim can do this stipend night. Why? It's the only that on Shabbos, so that's why they only give chanukah chigalt on the fifth night. So if you could, if I make Shabbos, and if I make like Chanukah candles an hour before Shabbos, I'll have time even for Chanukah candles on a Friday. Can you imagine that? By me, Chanukah candles is a whole, we ask questions and they have to figure out the numbers and they multiply and they divide and square root and they get up with a number, whatever number I want them, to start off with. So let's see what Rav Moshe says about this Shaila. In the second sort, Rav Moshe and Chelik Da, and Or HaChaim Chelik Da, Simon Samach Beis. Va'af b'Shabbos Chanukah, kevan d'madlikin ner Chanukah kodem ner Shabbos. We know that you light the Chanukah candles first. Does that mean that you should make Shabbos light candles? Maybe don't do your Shabbos candles 18 minutes. Maybe light the Shabbos candles. You don't want to get close to Shkia. 10 minutes before Shkia, and light your Chanukah candles 8 minutes later. I mean, 8 minutes later than you otherwise would have. Like 11 minutes before Shkia, and you light your Shabbos. Skill is 10 minutes before Shkia, you're still giving yourself a 10-minute barrier, God forbid, not to get close to Shkia. Should you do that? Especially if you daven earlier mincha. So you daven mincha earlier, like we do. We have two minyanim, we have a 12:45 and a 3 o'clock. So then 11 minutes before Shabbos, you light your Chanukah candles. And 10 minutes before Shabbos, you light Shabbos candles. Do it a little bit later. Says Rav Moshe, no. I'm sorry, I don't have any more sheets. I ran out of sheets, I'm sorry. Welcome to look on with somebody else. Look what I underlined. Da'af kishi icher ma'at yoser. Harei lo tiya hadlokas ner Chanukah bizman hanikva b'chol. Even if you delay your Chanukah candles later, even if you, let's say, made your Chanukah candles, you pushed everything 8 minutes later, are you still getting a proper hadlokas man? Let's say you light your Chanukah candles Let's say you light your Shabbos candles not 18 minutes before Shkia at candle lighting, but 10 minutes before Shabbos, before Shkia. And you light your Chanukah candles also, you got yourself 8 more minutes, 11 minutes before Shabbos. Either way, guess what? When are you lighting? You're lighting before? Before Shkia. You're lighting before this amount of candle lighting. So what did you get? What? You're talking about adding to Shabbos. That's true. He doesn't mention that, Svara. Because you're not shortening because it's not there yet. Shortening means there's something here that you're shortening. Shabbos starts when you accept Shabbos. Okay. I hear what you say. He doesn't say that, Svara. He says you're anyway not lighting candles on time. If that's the case, look at the second line that I underlined. Ubehechrich, it must be. Shall erev Shabbos nosnu chachamim mitchilas takanas chachamim. From the very outset, when the chachamim made this takana called light Chanukah candles, you know what they realized? That if you're going to have a holiday for 8 days, guess what? One of them days is going to be Shabbos. And clearly on that day, you're not going to be able to light after Shkia. Because the Torah says you can't, so they're not going to come and say you can. So therefore, what went through their minds when they made this takana from the very, very, very outset? That the time for candle lighting Erev Shabbos is not at Shkia. It's not Misha Tishka HaChama. It must be, because they realize that Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos falls out every year. So what were they thinking? So it must be, in their minds, they, from the very outset, made a takana, 7 days, you should light Misha Tishka HaChama. And one day a week, one day of Hanukkah, the Zman for candle lighting is earlier. If that's the case, what he's saying right now is against the Ran. The Ran wanted to say that every day we could learn from Erev Shabbos, that every day you're allowed to light earlier before Shkia. Ramosha says, no, there's a takana that every day you should light at Shkia. In their takana was an exception for Shabbos. It says that Shabbos obviously can't have the same as Man. Shabbos has to be earlier because they knew that Shabbos falls out once every Hanukkah. And you can't light a Shkia. So they knew that from the outset, they made two times of Hadlaka. There is the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's man. And the Friday's man is a different takana. Not a different takana, a takana to light at a different time. That's what, let's see what I underline. Second line of what I underline. Ubehechre shel erev Shabbos, nasnuch chachamim mitchilas takanas chachamim. The mitzvahs hadlakas neros, they gave a zman muktam maybe mosachol earlier than the weekdays. And therefore, he feels since the zman is earlier, there's no difference between whenever you light in this earlier segment from plag, which is the earliest time that you're allowed to light, any time before Shabbos from plag till Shabbos. There's no point in doing it later, a little later, because Chachamim made a takana that you're allowed to light earlier on Friday afternoons. That has to be what the original takana was. That's what he says. You don't have to delay your Chana, your Shabbos candles. You have to delay your Chana. Now that he finished saying takana, right? L'shana kavum yimei Hanukkah. It must be that they made a Friday afternoon time and an every time. If that's the case, that you can't compare the halacha of Friday to other days of the week. It's a different takana. And therefore he asks, look at the last line, the last paragraph. Ulapele, I don't understand. Masha chiyach haran, that the Ran says, demuta lahad the koldim hazman. We could prove that you're allowed to light before. Therefore, Moshe finds and says, there's no reason to light any different than you, just because it's Erev Shabbos, I'm sorry, that doesn't mean that you should try to light as late as you could. You shouldn't change whatever. If you normally light your Hanukkah, your Shabbos candles 18 minutes before Shabbos, so you light your Hanukkah candles before that. If you live in Yerushalayim, at what time do you light candles in Yerushalayim? 40 minutes before Shabbos. So when should you do Ar Hanukkah? nothing should change. You shouldn't say, oh, 40 minutes is a chumrah, it's a minhag, it's a recent vintage. It's a minhag. Does anyone know where the 40 minutes before Shabbos comes from in Yerushalayim? Minhag Yerushalayim to light hadlakas neiros before shkia? It's based on a historical event. I believe it's only about 100 years old. There was I don't remember if it was an attack or a natural phenomenon, a storm, an attack, something where the people of Yerushalayim sort of made a kabbalah. If we're saved from this, whatever the situation was, a fire, I don't remember exactly what it was, we'll accept upon ourselves Shabbos 40 minutes. And they were attack, there was a Yeshua at that time. And from then on, that was Minhag Yerushalayim. Not Minhag in other cities. Other cities in Yerushalayim don't have 40 minutes. Because it's not a halachic 40 minutes. It's not a halachic number. It's a kabbalah they were makabah because of some Eis Tzara that they were saved from about 100 years ago, 120 years ago. So if you live in Yerushalayim and you're lighting 40 minutes, we would say, oh, that's like a chumrah for this, you know, this Eis Tzara. But I'm Erev Chanukah, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. We're not going to make our candle lighting for Chanukah so early, so distant from the... Quinter Moshe, no, don't change your Shabbos light. Whenever you leave, 45 minutes before Shabbos. That's fine.
I think
under
the
entrance,
is there
any
between Latin for
Bobby
Kurt and Mother of Bob? Is there a Bobby? I would think that we shouldn't have to really deal with that.
I don't know. Yeah, I want to say yes or no because the Chassidim might have different ways to calculate because they use seis. It's a,
right.
Right. Right. So I don't want to take the way I work. I wouldn't take that into cheshbon. I'm saying if you ask a Chassidish or posek, you might look at it differently. But the way we're working, we're not going with the Magen Avraham right now. Okay. Now that was the first section of the shiur. We're going to do two more sections. The second section of the shiur is the same question, but on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, some people are makpid for Rabbeinu Tam. We have Rabbeinu Tam Mariv. So if you go to Rabbeinu Tam Mariv Motzei Shabbos, there are two types of people. There are the people who go to Rabbeinu Tam Mariv because that's what they always held. That's what their father held. That's what they hold, 72 or 6, whatever it is. And then there are other people that they grew up like you and me. They just wanted to be machmir. So yeah, another 10 minutes. Their wife doesn't mind if they come in 10 minutes later. And they don't have little kids who have to get to bed Motzei Shabbos. So okay, so Rabbeinu Tam Mariv. So two types of people. The daf between Mechamar, the daf who goes over time, lay down in Rabbeinu Tam Mariv. Okay, fine. All different people. So on Motzei Shabbos, this Motzei Shabbos, after, you know, of Chanukah, should everybody daven bisman at the earlier time? Should it depend if you're really hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then you should daven late. But if you just do it out of, it's nice to have a long shalosh shudis, or you hold it as a chumrah, is that a reason to ataka, make the earlier davening this week at least, and not do Rabbeinu Tam? Usually you do daven Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see. Let's see a story from none other than the court in the Sefer Maaseh Rav, which recorded the Gra's that was written around his lifetime. But Motzei Shabbos, what did the Gra do on Saturday night? It's not Motzei Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos, I'm sorry, let me bold it for you. A second. But Motzei Shabbos Chanukah said, I don't know if the Gra wrote it or they wrote it. No, he didn't write it. His tummy didn't write it. Mizdaiz in Ma'od, you are very alacritous. Lehispal Marv B'muktam Ha'efshir. You daven Marv as early as possible. Kedei, look what he says. Shelo yavor zman hadlaka v'yafsid habracha. You should daven marv as quickly as you can, because if you delay, heard the following happened once with the grub. V'shamanu shepam achas pam echad icher echad meam ispalam etzlo tefilas marv v'masi Shabbos. There's a guy who came to the grub's shul, the grub minion. The grub says that he had the second half hour after Shkia. According to the Gra, after that you can't light with a bracha. So he holds that you have to end Shabbos really early so that you can light in the sun. But it's, I mean, the Gra holds that Shabbos is over really early. Do you and I hold like that, Gra? Do we end Shabbos?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No. What does it say on Ma'izmanim? 45 minutes after Shkia. That's what says Shabbos is over. That's when we daven Ma'ariv here. 45 minutes. So according to us, if you would daven the fastest, if we would have the fastest about Shliach Tzibur on Matzei Shabbos, and you lit the second, and you lit across the street, you lit the second davening was over, or you didn't even daven with us. You left the second we said Baruch Hu, you heard Baruch Hu right across the street and lit candles. You're not Yotzei Chanukah candles according to the Gra. Matzei Shabbos, not Yotzei according to the Gra. So that's why the Gra held that you should end Shabbos really, really, really when he holds. The Gra happens to hold you end Shabbos very early, which we don't. And he holds you have to light within that first 30 minutes after Shkia, which would be really early on Matzei Shabbos. We'd be singing songs at Havdalah, he'd be making lighting Chanukah candles. And this point that we don't really hold like this, Gra, is that when? Yeah. But even if you light before Havdalah, you lost the Gra so long ago. You're talking about a different sugya of Havdalah is a shaila of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir Kodem. Or do you want to delay the day? So that's not really a shaila of what's this man of Hadlakas Neros. Assuming that we don't, you're assuming, as the Be'er Halacha is going to point out, well, we'll see what Rav Moshe says about this, and that will sort of relate to your Ha'ara. Halacha says, Be'er Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says, Ra'isi anashim ha'mahadrim b'chanaka lotzis das ha'gra lahad l'kaneros behechtem acheshkia. I see people who, you know, the frum guys, the guys who on a regular weekday always try to light within the first half hour after Shkia. I'm one of those people. That's why after Marav this past week, everybody wants to talk to me. I just run. I want to get within the first half hour after Shkia. That's what I try to do. At least for Chanukah, I don't stay around after Marav. I zoom out. So those people, so some of those people also try to do this Matzei Shabbos. Mizdaz in second Be'er Halacha. It's not entirely dark. And they say, oh, this is the Gra, right? That, you know, the day ends very early, even though it's not so dark yet, the day's over. But wait a second, says the third line of the Be'er Halacha. Aval hutos. Because we hold that what do you need to end Shabbos? You need three stars. Therefore, before three stars, even though the Gra holds before that, that Shabbos is over even before three stars, we hold that it's not Shabbos, it's not over yet. It's big Lila, it's a suffix. So therefore, the Gra we don't accept. Really early. There's early, that like to make Chanukah candles very early, like the Gra, we're not going to go that early. We could be normal. I don't mean it in the, I'm not judging anybody. What about if you want to be, if you're the Rabbeinu Tam guy who's always machmir? Let's talk about the end of the Hadlaka's time. Let's look at what Ramosha says. Because if you light when, if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, if you're going to dominate the Rabbeinu Tam Marav on Matzei Shabbos and go home and light, you're after every single shita in the world holds you. Shitas that hold when it's Lila light Hanukkah candles, that's the same time of when Shabbos is over. So that's okay. Then how could people do it on Matzei Shabbos? I understand. Erev Shabbos, you told me there's a different time that Chachamim established. They also established a different time for Hanukkah candles on Matzei Shabbos. Look what Ramosha is going to say. What about those people who wait 72 minutes Matzei Shabbos? When should they light? In Igros Moshe, in the second paragraph, people who wait 72 minutes after every Matzei Shabbos. Now look at the next few words that he says, which is appropriate for Bnei Torah and Yirei Hashem. It is proper to wait 72 minutes. It's a proper thing to do. I don't know if it's proper that you have to marv them, but it's proper to wait to do 72 minutes before doing malachas. You don't have to, but it's proper. Ein lahem lema'er gam b'shul nechah. If that's what you do on every Matzei Shabbos, not because that's what you hold as the halacha, you're machmir. Suddenly 2 minutes, you're a frum guy. So you know what? Matzei Shabbos of Chanukah, you were machmir last week. You're going to be machmir next week, be machmir this week also.
Not learning.
Except what? Except Avamarev, maybe. Because Tadr Shein Tadr. So that's all you're doing.
You're sitting around waiting for Marav.
It doesn't matter because you hold it's not the Zman Hadlaka yet. If you hold that at 70, you don't do Malachas until 72 minutes, so when is the Zman Hadlaka? At 73 minutes.
Right.
Meaning it's not Zman Hadlaka before that. If you hold because it's if it's Shabbos for me, let's say I always hold 90 minutes for Hadlaka for Matzah Shabbos. There are people who hold 90 minutes. I had a friend. Okay, so I had a friend when I was a little kid. We knew that he never wanted to go to Havdalah to his house because it never happened. 90 minutes after Shabbos, I was like, you know, already at the Rangers game, he was still, you know, starting to kill you Shabbosi. So, and I didn't live in Manhattan, whatever. So 70, if you hold 90 minutes after Shabbos, so guess when your Zman Hadlaka is? Hadlaka is Necharka. 91 minutes after Shkia. Meaning it's not the Zman, you're asking once it's Zman, you can't do other things. You're right, but if you hold that Shabbos is still on, it's not the Zman Hadlaka yet.
But here we're not saying that this you hold it.
But when it doesn't matter, that's not that. That's the point of Ramosha. That's the point of Ramosha. That whatever you hold Shabbos is, your Zman Hadlaka will be after that. If you come here every week, because you don't hold that. You didn't grow up like that. You went to yeshiva, and your Rebbe said it's really good to hold 72 minutes, and you wanted to listen to your Rebbe. So you started doing that.
We're talking about, let's say, that
you would say that it was between, correct. Once you Shabbos, you wait till correct. 100%. Doesn't matter. Since Ramosha says here that even if you're doing it just right, for halachic, real halachic purpose, you don't really hold that. You don't wait for 72 minutes to say Shema. You say Shema, whenever it's after Shki, after 35 minutes, 40 minutes. But if Matzah Shabbos, you wait your 72 minutes, then you should wait 72 minutes Matzah Shabbos. But are we missing Zman Hadlakas Neres? Does that mean every Matzah Shabbos, we all missed out on Hadlakas Neres? Look at the last line of Ramosha, the last line that I underlined. Nowadays, how do we paskin? We paskin that the real Zman of Hadlaka may not really apply to us. Why not? Because who are we lighting for nowadays? Nowadays that we no longer lie outside our homes in a glass case on our front porches like they used to, like do not. So who do we light for in Galus? We light for Bnei Habayis. That's what we light inside our houses. Window, not window, doesn't really make a difference. We're lighting for our families. Since we're lighting for our families, then the din of the Zman of Hadlakas Neros is different. When you're lighting outside your door, then the lighting is for the Bnei Rishis Arabim. Nowadays, us Ashkenazim, we light for the Bnei Habayis inside our house. So therefore, the whole time frame is a different time frame for when you light outside. You have to light when people walk outside on the streets, which Chazal told us was when. It was Mishat Tishka HaChama Asha Techa Regem and Hashuk. But nowadays, when the real Ikra Hadlaka is for Bnei Habayis, so those times are very different. As long as the people are around in the house, that's the time for Hadlakas Neros. Look what I underlined. Plenty of you, you came home from work at 6:30, at 7:30, at 8 o'clock. You lit then, right? Why? Oh, you missed this man by an hour and a half. Yeah, but I just had to come home. I had to come home from work. How could you lie? The answer is Bnei Habayis. So if you can lie for Bnei Habayis on a Wednesday night, if you come, that's when you came home from work, because that's when you come from work Wednesday nights. You don't come home from, most people for work in the city didn't come home 3 hours early to Hanukkah for their whole, you know, maybe after you made partner you did, but you know, while you were getting there, you didn't. When you had your own practice, your own orthodontic practice, maybe you can come home early, but if you're working for somebody else, he says you're here till 7. So just like on Wednesday nights, you come home late. So too, Matzah Shabbos, it's for the Ikra Hadlakas of Bnei Habayis. Whenever you get home, you'll get home. That's what Ramosha finds in Paskin. However, Abosai, I'd be remiss if I would omit Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach argues on this Ramosha Feinstein. Whereas Ramosha Feinstein just says that even if you hold 72 as a chumrah, so you'll be machiv. So 72 minutes is Matzah Shabbos too. This Chan, this Matzah Shabbos too. Light your Chanukah candles very late. The Gros says, you know what? I'm sorry, Shlomo Zalman says, you know what? If you're just machmir the rest of the year, there's a time for chumrah, but sometimes that chumrah ends up being a kula. If you're machmir all year long to be machmir Hilchos Shabbos, this Mazir Shabbos is going to be a kula in Hilchos Hadlakas Neros. What right do you have to be machmir Hilchos Shabbos like Rabbeinu Tam that we don't really hold like, 72 minutes that we don't really hold like, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in America it's a little different, that we to be machmir on Mazir Shabbos when really Shabbos is over. And you're going to miss out this man of Hadlakas Neros. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, look what I cut out here. Ikum in Hagenu Be'eretz Yisrael is like the Gaonim, meaning those who hold the Shabbos over. And even those who are knowing Lahachmel Kopanim with the Raisis Krabbabas, they're not Machmir on everything like Rabbeinu Tam, but they're Machmir on Masu Shabbos like Rabbeinu Tam. Lo kiblu aleihem davar zeh ela b'toras chumra. They only accepted it down themselves as a chumra. But if that's the case, you're not going to lose out your Chanukah candles to do chumra, right? That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So we have a machlokas Rabbi Osai, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you're machmir for 72 minutes on Motzei Shabbos, should you wait or should you do it early? Finish Shabbos early. Rav Moshe says if you always wait long, Saturday night you wait long. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's very nice to be machmir, but don't be machmir if it's going to cause a kula in another area of halach. Okay, that was the second half of the shir. Now we have the third half of the shir. Okay, so you can have an extra donut for the last part. Okay, the last part of the shir is the colorful part, is when do we daven mincha? When do we light candles? Should I light my candles before mincha or after mincha? As you know, we here at Sha'arei try to do everything. Le'ela, le'ela. Mahajan, mincha, mahajan. We have a 12:45 mincha tomorrow. We have a 3 o'clock mincha tomorrow. For those who are at work, we have a mincha right before shkia. Everything you want, we provide you. We have jelly donuts. We have Boston cream donuts. What else do we have there? White chocolate glaze, black chocolate glaze. We're very... non-judgmental, we're diverse, we have everything, all the different colored donuts, we even have rainbow colored donuts. I shouldn't say that, right? Okay, fine. Fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osi, on the bottom of page 2. Nohagin lahadlik bebeis knesses ben mincha ma'arav. When do you light your Chanukah candles? Should you light your, I'm sure, on a regular Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when do you light the Chanukah candles in shul? So the Shulchan Aruch says between mincha and ma'ariv, which is exactly what we do, right? Yanki, that's what you did all week. Great. What are you going to do tomorrow? You're going to do it after mincha, or are you going to do it before mincha? You're going to do it before mincha. Why? At 4:17. So you're going to do. So why do you do it after mincha? Because you don't want to be mechal Shabbos. Okay, that's good. That's a good reason. V'yesh no'agin lahadlik be'er Shabbos kodem mincha. Why? I assume it would be self-evident because we have to mincha. It's already going to be very touchy. You don't want to get close to Shkia, God forbid. Look at the Magen Avraham on the top of the next page. This psak of the Rambam that we just quoted from the Shulchan Aruch that you should light before mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Kein pasak marshal. That's how the marshal paskins. Ubedarke Moshe, top line of page 3. Ubedarke Moshe, the Rambam himself calls the Ve'en on an Ogen Kein. Rabbi Moshe Isserlis in Krakow says, no, even on Friday afternoon, Madlikin Bein Mincha L'Mayriv. You hear that, Yanki? Yeah. In Krakow, in the shul of the Ramah, were you over there?
Yes.
Okay, in that shul, on Shabbat tomorrow afternoon, when did they light Shabbat, when did they light Chanukah candles? Between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I guess they done Mincha a few minutes earlier. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, Venir Ali, if it's next to dark, if you're close to dark, right, you're touching on Daraisas, and what's going to happen? You might not have a minion. You worry that there's going to be, Shabbos is going to start before you have a minion. What should you do? You should light before you have a minion. Can I ask you a question? You make a bracha. You're not yotze with the hadlaka on the shul, right? So how do you make a bracha? Because of Pesu Manisa. Now, why is that good after mincha, between mincha and ma'ariv? You always have a minion between mincha and ma'ariv, right? Because you daven mincha, you're about to daven, you're going to have a minion. What happens if Anki, you're going to daven tomorrow and you're going to light before Mincha and there's only seven people there? Could you make a bracha? The only reason why you're making a bracha is not to be Yotzei Mitzvah Pirsum HaNisa. You don't even have 10 people. So as he says, who says the Pirsum HaNisa has to be 10 people? This Magen Avraham does. He says, even though you don't really have Pirsum HaNisa before Mincha, because no one comes on time to Mincha, right? Mincha Friday afternoon, no one, who could ever get there on time? Ah, that's your Mechavah to the last line. Ika Pirsum HaNisa, the second line of the orange highlighting. There will be a Pirsum HaNisa when? Kishabon Machakach Lebeis HaKnesses Baruch HaKivanta. You know what it's like, he says? When you light your candles in your window or in your front door, are there 10 people watching you, taking pictures of you as you're lighting?
No.
But over the course of the night, I assume there'll be 10 people walking past your house. Therefore, just like we look at when people will come later, that will be the 10 people. He's assuming you didn't need 10 people. So if you light before Mincha, you'll get the 10 people later. That's what it seems. This Magen Avraham presumably is presenting to us that the din of Pirsum HaNisa, at least that you need for Chanukah candles in Shul, right? Shul needs Pirsum HaNisa. Shul's not being yotzei the mitzvah. If you have a house and you light outside your house or inside your house, you could light even Pirsum HaNisa for one person. But where the whole point of the Hadlaka in Shul is only for Pirsum HaNisa, it's not to be mekayem any mitzvah or any chiyuv, because it's Shul, there's no one living there, then it's going to be only for 10 people. That's what Magen Avraham says. Comes the Prima Gadim and says, why is it that in general we daven Mincha early? You know why we daven Mincha early? We daven Mincha early for the following reason. Look what I just underlined. What happens if you light Chanukah candles? What are you saying when you light Chanukah candles? What are you implying when you light Chanukah candles? It's now the next day, right? And then what do you do after that? You daven Mincha, which says that it's now the previous day. If you daven Mincha, what are you doing? I'm sorry, if you lit candles before Mincha, like if you're going to come at the 4:17 Mincha tomorrow, right before Shkia, but you lit candles before you came to Shul, right? When you lit candles, what were you as though you're saying? It's now Saturday, it's now Friday night already. And then you come to Shul, what do? You daven Mincha, which says it's now Friday. Says the Prima Gadim, that's a Tarta Disaster. Or at least it appears as a Tarta Disaster. And therefore, the proper thing is, as Rama says, if you can, you should daven early Mincha tomorrow. Because then, what do? You daven your Mincha, that's a Friday thing to do. And later in the day, what do? You do your Chanukah candles, which is a Shabbos sticker thing to do. That's why it's the next day. Besides that, but you're doing a Tarta Disaster. You're talking about the candles being lit after Nacht. And I agree, and that's necessary. I'm talking about your actions are being a Tarta Disaster. If you're going to first light Chanukah candles, that's showing that you're considering you're doing an act of Friday night act. I think of Daven Mincha, which is a Friday day act. It's a stira. What? Oh, if you have to daven b'chidus, that's a machlokas. Some opinions say it's better daven, let's say you get home from work at, 3:30, and the last minion here was 3 o'clock. You first get off the LIRR at 3:30, 3:40, so you jump into the shower, and then you could either light candles and go to shul for mincha with the minion, or you could daven mincha with the minion, or you could daven in your living room, and then light candles. That's actually machlokas.
So what if they end up letting in of this man on Shabbos?
Because not everybody can make it. There are people who work. Some people work for a living. If you know one of those people, please introduce me. I don't know too many of them. None of you here work on a variety of afternoons, right?
The fact that it's not Shabbos necessarily.
You're lighting the fact that you're lighting a Chanukah candle shows that it's a Friday night type of thing. Okay, it's not a pure Tarta Disaster, right? Yeah, I really. Exactly, which should be avoided. If you live next door to Shul, you shouldn't do that. If it's going to be a very big inconvenience, then you can do it. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
There's another reason, totally unrelated, for another reason why you should daven mincha early. Look down on the bottom of page 3. Anyone have to daven marav at 9:15? 9:16, anyone going to marav now? Okay, we're going to finish up with this point. Look at the Birkei Yosef in the bottom line of page 3. He says it's better to daven mincha early. Why? Nothing to do with the tzara disaster. Look what he says. Ki tfilas mincha is neged tamid shel ben ha'avayim. Okay, I know that. Mincha is like the kavan tamid of the afternoon. V'ner Chanukah is a zecher to what? Is a zecher to the kindling of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ner Chanukah zecher neis anasa b'neros, a menorah. Which came first? The korban tamid shel ben ha'avayim or the lighting of the menorah in the evening? First the tamid shel ben ha'avayim, and afterwards was the lighting, the kindling of the menorah in the evening. So since that pattern was korban tamid and then kindling of the menorah, so too we should have that pattern of mincha, which is connected to the korban tamid, followed by the lighting of the menorah. That's the Birkei Yosef's suggestion of, so l'chatchilah, for those of you who are home and are able to daven at the earlier minyanim, that would be proper. If you can't, there is a later minyan, and if there is a later minyan, we should really hope that we get 10 people before minchas. So when you light the brachas, when you make the brachas, there should ideally be 10 people there. If we could get to, hopefully there could be 10 people there before you make those brachas. That is something to aim for. If not, it's actually going to be a machlokas if you can make the brachas without 10 people. So you should try to have the 10 people.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.